But he doesn't like to build it.
Don't like to build it. It's too tedious. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth about it, he doesn't have the equipment and tools. Invariably, they got to be planed and beveled, you know. Well, he doesn't have that kind of a tool. Mm-hmm. So he has to bring it here and plane it and get it done. Mm-hmm. Either that or borrow some carpenter's machine, you know. That's one reason why he don't like to do it. If he's able or had them, see what it's going to cost, like everything.
Oh, yes.
You'd be surprised what they use right here redoing this, decorating here in this courtroom. Boy, that man had a bevel of a thing there that he could just smooth and things so much. Set it just where he wanted, don't see. Then he flip it on and he started his piece through. Well, now that's what you got to have building cabinets. Mm-hmm. Same thing as this judge's bench here. Mm-hmm. Got everything be fit just perfectly. And that's the reason he don't like it. Now, if he could get enough to justify going and buying that stuff, mm-hmm. that kind of equipment, that kind of tool, why, he wouldn't mind so bad. But he has to get his material, and he'll start. Then when he begins to put that finishing touch to it, he's got to take it and have it done. Mm-hmm. He don't like that. But he'll do it. Mm-hmm. That's only when he's out of work. He's putting these people off now because he's busy. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of work for these people in the courthouse here. He's working for one now. But now she wanted painting done, and she's cranking about a painting. The town's full of painters that don't do nothing. But she knows him. She knows he's a carpenter, but he paints too. So that's what he's doing. He's painting some cabinets, I'll bet you right today. Huh. For a woman that works here in the quarter.
She knows she can get a job done by him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Of course, now I've been here a long while. And my acquaintances reaches way out here with these officials. Mm-hmm. There's not one of them I'm personally acquainted with. And the attorney's the same way, and there's a lot of them here.
Yeah, you're certainly in a position where you know people and you know the town.
That's right.
Oh, do you find that the cedar chests keep the insects out of your clothes?
Sure they do. Keep the moths out. We've lost several children, and that's how come it was. She's got two of these. It's about as wide as this. And I guess as long as here to your briefcase there.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's with them children's clothes that we've lost. And they're in there, and they'll keep forever in there. And the moths won't eat them up.
Does your house have, what do you call that part of your house between the roof and the ceiling?
Attic. It's got a ventilation in each end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you store things up there?
No, she won't stand for that.
No.
Oh, I've got outbuildings that we put our store in. I've got concrete outbuildings, concrete floors. You know, a garage is the darnest thing to fill up.
Oh, yes.
I built a two-car garage last year. And this boy did. And when he was building, she told him all the time, said, now, your tool kit comes in here. And your paint buckets get set up there. That's all junk I want in here. And it's that way you drive out there today. It's just 12 blocks.